Chris Stawaz, Kent American Medical Response. Why? They're the folks in the front line. They're the ambulance EMT people out there. Chris proactively has taken it on himself. He's the only person I know doing this. He measures these fentanyl numbers monthly in our state's largest cities. He joins us, as he has in the past, on Good Morning New Hampshire this morning to make some news on the latest numbers in Nashua and Manchester. People, wake up. This could be your niece. This could be your loved one, your kid, your spouse, your neighbor. These numbers are real. This fentanyl is killing too many people. It's powerful. It's addictive. Chris, take it away. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate the shout-out. I do this with a passion and try to keep it in front of people's eyes so that they are aware of what's going on. But we are, for all intents and purposes, back to pre-pandemic levels for fentanyl overdoses in at least the state's two largest cities, Nashua and Manchester. So it's more important than ever to pay attention to it. As DEA and John Delana point out on a regular basis, fentanyl is now pretty much in everything. It's in marijuana, cocaine, methamphetamine, all of the other illicit drugs that are being used by people. You can pretty much assure yourself that there is some level of fentanyl in it, and that is a danger that we have not seen the likes of in my lifetime, for sure, and very, very dangerous for everybody. So it's more important now than ever to be aware of that and to focus on treatment and prevention.
Well, it looks like, based on your latest measurement for March, there were 67 opioid overdoses in Nashua and Manchester. Manchester's 55, Nashua 12. Is that the number you have?
That is. That's correct. And sadly, you know, we think that's okay now for some people, that it's only that number. And that's not okay for me. That's a much higher number than it should be. It should be zero. I know we'll never be there. But 67 people overdosing and several of them dying is an incredible strain on a number of different resources in our state.
And Chris Stawaz, your people that are out there, you're seeing this. What else do your people see? I mean, I think the other numbers that are grossly underreported and unrecognized or non-prioritized are mental health, depression, anxiety, people with a mental health episode. Your folks must bump into this daily and nightly, correct?
They do. It's a huge part of what we do. I would estimate between illicit drugs and mental health, it's probably a little more than half of what we do from an urban EMS standpoint. You know, our paramedics and EMTs are oftentimes the primary care providers for the homeless and the underprivileged and people who are underinsured. They're not going to see their doctor like you and I would on a regular basis. They get sick, they call 911, and we're it. And we're taking them to the emergency room and clogging, you know, those facilities up. It's a very difficult and oftentimes sad situation that we have to encounter with folks.
Chris Stawaz, American Medical Response, AMR. Chris, thank you for opening our eyes, and please keep it up. Thank you very much for what you do proactively.
Thanks for having me, Jack. Take care.